Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I hope all of you out there have the call-in number for today's show because we are getting ready to have an amazing time with my very special guest, Fog City Psychic Karen Hager, joining me here today. You're going to get to hear about her story. You're going to get to hear about the amazing work that she does. Fog City, yep, she's been based in San Francisco for quite some time. She's not there now, but that's how you get a name like the Fog City Psychic. But beyond all of that, you know, she is somebody that has said yes to honoring and bringing forth her intuitive gifts. Today, we're going to be chatting with her about all of us. Are we all psychic? What is some of the phenomenon that we get to experience? And then how do we even make sense of it? Karen's joining me here today. She's also the host of a fabulous hit talk radio show, and you're going to hear about that, as well as this incredible, one-of-a-kind Out of the Fog Salon that she does, and you're going to hear about that. But today, are you psychic? Do you believe you're psychic? Well, let's not even start with that question. Let's ask the question, do you think you got any metaphysical stuff going on? Let's just start at the bare bones. And let's get the conversation rolling. Tonight, if you want to call in for a special reading on the show tonight with one of the top psychics out there, you're going to want to give us a shout. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Karen, welcome to the show. It is great to have you on, and it's great to have this conversation getting ready to go here with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being here, and I'm all ready to go. Okay?
Listen,
I could not be happier.
Can I share this story with you? Because this is really, I think, a great way to start this conversation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a girl from the Bronx, and I'm not Jennifer Lopez, but honestly, I lived in the same neighborhood she grew up in. So sometimes when I think about even like the conversation you and I are having tonight, it seems like, my gosh, this is like such an out-of-body experience. I don't know how I got here. And then something extraordinary happens. You know, for the guys at BBS that are listening to this show now, they're not going to think anything of this. But for me, what happened today in the studio blew my mind. Are you ready to hear this one?
Yeah, what happened?
I did a regular radio show like I always do. And, we have a particular person that comes on the show quite a bit. His name is Michael. He channels the Masters. They're getting ready for doing an event in Seattle on Saturday. He travels all over the world. He travels to Hawaii. He spent a month in Hawaii. He worked with some of the top people in human potential over there, channeling the Masters, and doing something I had not heard about, apportation. Now, do you know what apportation is? Because if you do, you've so far ahead of anything I even understood. Have you heard the term before?
I have. I think that apportation is the term for a medium or a psychic, someone using their mental and spiritual abilities to lift an object and move it. To apport something means to take something from here to there.
No kidding.
Was it bringing in something from nowhere?
Yes.
Holy
Karen,
God.
If we didn't have this on camera and I wasn't in the studio with this man and Benny and Brian and Melanie and Sam, I couldn't have explained what I'm about to say to you. Now, I get to interview a lot of people. I have a lot of firsts that have happened in my life, and I know you do too. Mm-hmm. But today's show, right, is You Are Psychic. Out of the Fog, psychic Karen Hager is going to explain this, and you are going to have to explain this one. We're doing an interview like you and I right now, in the middle of an interview. And all of a sudden, Michael starts to hunch over. Something goes on with him, and we were in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden we have dead air on the radio. Sam gets up and goes on one side of him. Melanie goes to the other side and says, Michael's bringing something through. Now, if you're sitting in the studio and you're me, and you're getting to see this, honestly, Karen, I did not know what was going on.
Right.
So when somebody's going, Michael's bringing something through, I think like it's going to be a message, or I think it's going to be, I don't know. Who right. knows what I thought it's going to be? So they had told me about some of the things that the masters passed through Michael, physical things. And these physical things show up. And, this guy has been known to bring forth 500 things at a time. Now, for me, I have not seen him do that. So, you know what? I'm like, what's that state where you're from? I'm from Missouri. You got to show me or something?
That's right.
Wow. All of a sudden, within a 30 to 60 second range, there is complete dead air on here. And Sam and Melanie say, Michael's apporting something. And honestly, I'm thinking, and all of a sudden, he's opening his mouth. And under his tongue. The next thing I know, on the table is a ruby, about a half inch by about 3/16 of an inch wide, about a quarter of an inch deep.
Wow.
Comes out of his mouth, no saliva, it's not even wet. Apparently, this apportation process, things come through and they're not wet. They just come through a portal. You could hear a pin drop in this room. And Michael was kind of not composed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Sam is trying to talk about it. I begin to talk, and I can't speak. I start coughing. I start choking. They had to hand me water. I wasn't chewing on anything. There was nothing in my throat. So here we are. I got a guy sitting next to me that has just now brought forth a ruby from the Master Jesus on our webcam in front of, you don't get any more skeptical than Benny and Brian.
Right.
I was speechless.
Wow.
So, we're talking about psychic and psychic ability, and we're talking about what we mean when we say, is everyone psychic? But we're talking about something that is much bigger than that, in a sense, Karen, in that, we've had to limit the language to a word called psychic, right?
Right.
We've had to say, all right, this is the Fog City psychic, Karen Hager. But your experience of this is much bigger than that word, isn't it?
It is, and one of the things that I'm thinking about Michael bringing forth that sign, I think that one of the reasons that we don't all believe that we are psychic is that we often lose our connection with Source. We often lose our connection with anything that isn't just what we can see and touch and taste and right in front of us, right? And part of what Michael was doing, and this is someone who I'm not familiar with, but you saw it happen, and there it is on camera. Part of what we realize when we begin to connect with our spiritual selves and with what I believe is our intuitive selves is that there's a lot more going on than just what we can see and touch and taste and know cognitively. And because time doesn't go, it goes in a straight line for us on the earth plane from here to there, from past to present to future. In every other place, it doesn't go in a straight line like that. So time is no barrier. Distance is no barrier. The physical laws are no barrier when you open yourself up to it. Because we're on the earth plane, most of us are playing by the rules. We got gravity, right? We got our bodies stay in one shape usually, and we're not bringing in rubies from the Master Jesus from under our tongues. But there are a very few people who, because of their awareness and because of their training, can kind of transcend those limits. And it sounds like this gentleman you had on the show today is one of those people. Can we all bring rubies in from under our tongues? No, we all have different gifts, and we all experience our connection with Source and our connection with the infinite in different ways. But it sounds like what happened with you today was something that was a sign that you could see, and something that you, even being skeptical, and skeptical is a good thing, by the way, and I encourage skepticism. You're supposed to be using your common sense as well as your intuitive ability or your psychic sense or whatever you want to call it. But you saw that in front of you in a way that you could believe it and see it, and now it's opened you up a little bit. And that's just not a bad thing.
Opens me up a little bit?
Okay,
you know, honestly, for me, I've had a lot of wonderful experiences since doing this radio show. For those of you tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio Thrive By. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psych, is joining us here today. As I said before, I will give out the call-in number if you want to connect. One of the things that's been so great about this, Karen, is that you know, I get to, as our listeners get to experience some of the beauty associated with having such openness that we can get messages, we can know what to do, we can hear, see, smell, taste, feel things that can't be logically explained.
Yes.
What followed that incident, and by the way, after this ruby dropped on the studio counter, we all looked at it, and I said, "Well, Michael, you know, what am I to do with this?" And he couldn't really answer, but in a few minutes he was able to answer, and he said, "What the master has said to do is to take the first caller and to give the ruby to the first caller who will come into the studio next time I'm on air, and we will give it to her." So he already knows it's a her. And I said, "Okay." He said, "Yes, and the caller will be from Seattle." And he actually pointed to the northern part of Seattle from the studio. Now, do you know what the odds are actually getting somebody from Seattle? Even though the studio, first of all, is in Bellevue, we get callers from all over. Seattle is not our number one calling where people call in from. Mm-hmm. The phone rings. Brian grabs the first call. It's Lori from Seattle. Well, the reason I'm sharing this story is that, you know, tonight you and I are having an in-depth conversation about all of us being connected, all of us being psychic. I often wonder what it's like for somebody like you to be so open that these messages come to you as easily as breathing. And, you know, I think that's kind of, you know, a place I'd like to start with this with you, because, you know, many of us know we're either lucky or we're intuitive or, but for you, you know, you get messages, you connect with people that call into your show, that call into here, that send instant, but you get connected with them and there is a knowing. Tell us about this knowing place.
Well, one of the things I want to say about that is that being open is fabulous, And as you are learning to reconnect with your own innate intuitive ability, being open is fabulous. What is extra, double, triple fabulous is learning how to be protected and kind of put up some safe barriers for yourself. So although I am open, I am very intentional about when I'm being very open and when I'm not. If we go to callers on this program, I will open myself intuitively for those callers, mm-hmm. and then I will, at the end of the program, close it up. Because it's very important to be intentional about how you are open and what you do with your openness. The gentleman from your show this morning is a good example. If he was to allow himself to be that open all the time, it would probably be physically exhausting and rather dangerous for him. So he has probably also learned a way of working with his abilities so that it can be used for the highest and best good of all, but in a safe way. So that's part of how I've learned to be open. And I learned that by being open and not protecting myself, and then that's not such a pretty picture.
You've
got to protect yourself, too.
So, Karen, you know, when we say, what I alluded to, everyone is psychic. Everyone mm-hmm. Has innate ability. Let's explore that. From your perspective, what does that mean? Give us some examples.
We are all spiritual beings inside a physical body. And when we come in, when we incarnate, we are much more aware of that connection to spirit. It's as we grow older that we lose our connection with what I'm going to call our intuitive sense. We might have an imaginary friend who we play with. Our dead grandmother may come to the end of our bed to talk to us, as happened to me when I was a kid. We may see colors around people. We might know things before they happen. And usually what happens is our parents or our friends or someone else says, you know what, that's kind of wacky, or that can't be true, you're making that up. Knock it off, go clean your room, right? And for some of us, it only takes us a few times of someone saying that, and we just shut it down and forget about it and move on. For other people, they hide the gift and don't do anything with it. And for some people, they are aware, and I think one of those people, I've always been aware that I had these gifts. I chose to kind of tuck them underneath the first layer of my consciousness there, and I went about my life without using the gifts, but they always kind of found their way into all the different work that I did. I used it in my work as an actor. I used it in my work as a counselor, as a mentor to people in transition. I've used it in all the different things that I've done. I just never, until I was in my early 40s, have felt strong enough or brave enough to really go with the way that I was called and do this professionally. And now this is what I do. This is my life. I'm living in alignment with my purpose. And when I say that everyone is intuitive, I don't mean that everyone should be a professional intuitive. What I mean is that everyone has the ability to connect with Source in that very meaningful way that will be very personal to them. And what I encourage people to do in all of my work is to begin to make that connection for themselves and understand that it's one of the tools you're meant to use. It's your, I'm going to say it's your birthright. It's factory installed. You have the tools. Now test them out and see what you can do with them and how they can serve you in your life.
What has been your greatest challenges in terms of stepping in and being who you truly are? You know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine earlier today, and one of the things I think we all get to be on is this incredible journey where we learn how to lead with our heart. And a lot of times what happens is we get caught up in our head. Things sounds right logically. Logically, let's lay out the plan. Let's do this. But we rarely stop and ask ourselves, okay, given that we lay that plan out like that, what's the feeling we get when we actually see ourselves in it? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. And I think the biggest obstacle for me has been, and it continues to be, because, see, it's a journey. It's not like you get there and you arrive and you stand there all perfect and shiny. Look at me, I'm perfect at the end of the journey. It doesn't work like that. It's a journey. It's a practice. We keep improving, keep changing, keep growing. And the thing that gets in my way the most is my fear. I don't want to sound like an idiot. I don't want anybody to think I'm nuts. I don't want to say something that maybe isn't helpful, that isn't that doesn't serve the person's highest and best good. And if you're going to do the work that I do, I've found that I have to be really mindful about constantly getting out of my own darn way. And that's why protection is a part of that, but also being intentional about, okay, I'm sitting down to open up now, I'm getting out of my own way. So that's the way I trip myself up the most, and I do it every day. It's a practice. I'm always getting out of my own way, just like everybody else.
So one of the things that, I want to talk about this, about how we can learn to experiment more. How we can learn to work with this. One of the things, the reason I shared this story that happened today on radio was because there's an aftermath of it. You know, there's a side effect, let me say. And the reason I want to talk about this, I want to talk about the experimentation. Now, the side effect, which I didn't mention to you, is that after all was said and done, and we were going to bring Lori in, they turn around and they put the ruby in the bag and they give it to me and say, please protect this until the next show. So here I have this ruby in front of me now. I know, on the altar. And what's so interesting about this is this space that we step into and this space that, you know, of course you must have had to experiment with. So I want to talk about that for a minute, but I want to let everyone know that we are going to open up the phone lines now, as well as our instant feedback messages. If you want to give us a call into the show and have a special reading with Karen Hager today, the Fog City Psychic, one of the things you can do is just call toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008, or you can dial directly, 530-413-4522. And the reason I want to talk about experimentation with intuition, because from your point of view as, you know, a leading psychic, I really want to have an understanding for our listeners on what this means. Now, I will tell you today, there was no intention that this was going to happen. You know, it just happened. It wasn't planned. And as a matter of fact, they weren't supposed to be on in this second half hour. You know, we were trying to get our guest. We couldn't get her. And lo and behold, they were in the studio and we just kept them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this aftermath. If you don't know what to do with this intuition or psychic ability or experimentation, and I would love to hear your insights, because I will tell you that I couldn't even talk about this experience without choking and coughing until about an hour ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to a friend on the ride home, who I called right away, and I started to talk about it, and I started to cough and choke. And I know Michael explained it, but he was explaining it in the middle of me choking and coughing. And so I don't even remember what he said about that. But let's talk about experimentation, because a lot of times people are intuitive, and guess what? They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to talk about it. And they certainly don't know how to get it back again.
And they're scared.
Scared. Oh, I can't even tell you how scared I was today.
Right. Well, one of the things I'd want to do is look at the word experimentation. Experimentation, to me, I want to be sure that we're not dabbling. Okay. I had a conversation with someone a couple of weeks ago who is very intuitive and is learning now to open himself appropriately and intentionally, learning to ground himself and protect himself. But during the time when he was very curious about his own intuitive abilities, he got into using some tools and some practices that were not for his highest and best good. He messed around with Ouija boards. He messed around with the occult, okay? And I don't mean occult in the sense of weird and outside our experience. I'm speaking about some negative practices that can be injurious to our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are consequences to everything we do, the good things and the not-so-great things. And because we always have free will, we are, with any tool, we are given choices about how we use the tool. So anybody who's working with me, if you study intuitive development with me or anything else, the first thing you do is ground yourself, okay? And you get centered, and you get protected, and you get yourself ourselves in the light, okay? So no experimentation until we're protected and grounded. That means you are being intentional about what you're doing, and you're not maybe sitting around having 7 or 8 drinks with your friends and playing with the Ouija board, okay? Mm. There's a big difference, a big difference. And I keep my work very positive and very generous, Pat, as you know, but there are negative things out there, and it's important to let people know that you are free to do whatever you want, but everything you do does have that consequence, has a resonance. There's like a little ringing that goes off, so there's little waves that come out from your action. When you're beginning to experiment with your own intuition and you've grounded yourself, one of the things that I like people to do to start off with is to just begin by listening. Nothing more, just listening. Prayer is listening. You know, it's not talking, it's listening, okay? And what listening does at a deep level is begins to bring you into awareness of the ways in which you are connected. You're connected with what is now, with what will be, and with what was in the past. We're all on that continuum. It's like what I was saying before about time, not just going in a straight line, time and space, right? It's thick, it's up and down, it's textured, it's not a straight line. And as we begin to listen, we become aware of our breathing, we become aware of our physical body, we become aware of our ego mind chattering away, or it, depending on how your brain works. Actually, one of the great exercises you can do to find out what clair you might be, clairaudient, clairvoyant, claircognizant, is to look at how when you sit and try to be quiet, what form are the distractions that are coming to you? Are you hearing snatches of a conversation that you had earlier in the day to kind of take you off course? Are you like me and seeing images like little movies playing about things you should do later, get up and put this on the grocery list or get the laundry out of the dryer? How do your distractions come to you? That's an important thing to think about because it shows you how you receive information through your imagination, right? And as you're continuing to sit and be quiet and you're quieting the ego mind, you're going to begin to hear that very still, small whisper of inner guidance. It could come as a hunch. It could come as a knowing. It could come as an image that you can't explain. When you were talking about taking calls in a minute, Pat, I saw, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but one of the things about getting in your own way, out of your own way, is you got to do it. I saw bananas. So I hope that someone who calls is going to either have a resonance with bananas or want to talk to me about bananas, like the fruit bananas.
Yeah, I have a banana sitting next to me.
Oh, okay, bananas.
I have half a banana sitting on my studio desk here. I didn't eat the other half.
Can you smell it? Because I can smell it. Anyway, it's that kind
you,
of banana.
You cannot okay. smell it because the banana is, how should we say, very ripe. Okay, it's a banana that if I was not going to eat it, it would have to take another journey.
Yes, it would join the choir invisible, as they say.
Yeah, it's where the color of the skin is this beautiful brownish black color.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sure you are smelling the banana where you
are. Yes, that's a banana bread banana. You're
wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, don't eat it. But anyway, the way that your distractions come through to you is a great first mm-hmm. sign of what your clair is, how you receive information intuitively. I believe that we are all receiving intuitive information all the time. We just aren't quiet enough to hear it. And as you practice, or see it, or know it, or smell it, or whatever it is, and as you practice just getting quiet, it gets easier and easier to open up until finally you get to be kind of where I am, where I can set an intention to open up, and most of the time I can easily make that shift, right, to kind of my intuitive self, and then I can shift back. And having a daily spiritual practice where you get quiet and just pay attention. You don't have to do any exercises or shave your head or do anything, buy special clothes. Just sit down and be quiet. Stop running all the time and listen. And that's the first step.
So, you know, what's interesting, let's talk about what just happened here. Because
the
I think it's so... Well, yeah, about the banana. I mean, here's the funny thing. I don't usually eat bananas. That's why this thing has been hanging around here for quite some time. but I didn't, you know, I didn't get to eat lunch today because I was so completely, just absolutely wiped out after the show, really. I mean, I actually had to come back and do some work. And I just thought, okay, I gotta put something in there. And it, you know, I can only get half of this banana down in time for the show, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting that you zoomed in on that. So how do you explain what you and I just experienced now? As we were talking, as we were opening up phone lines, instant message, feedback, whatever you want to call it. You know, people that are listening to the show, Karen and I did not plan this. You know, this is not something we said. This happened live here because that's the nature of the work that you do. And that's the work that you do all the time, though, Karen. I mean, this is the connection you have with so many people.
Well, and I think that what it is, and this is why, you know, my particular gift is that I read from the energy of the voice. And so as I'm listening to people, the heart of what I do is work one-on-one with people to try to bring them what I call spirit-led guidance. Hear me getting out of my own way. Spirit-led guidance about their next step. And so because we're talking, and because I'm feeling in sympathy with you, and I mean that in the old-fashioned sense of the word, I'm feeling like we're in the same rhythm now because we're sharing this time on the air. It doesn't matter if I'm sitting right next to you in the studio or if I'm here at home in my office here, because we are connected by energy. The distance doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter. We are connected by energy. And what I can do is just open up. That is a little thing, a little funny thing. It's just a banana, an almost dead half a banana. But that's just like a little intuitive gift for you, just so that you understand that we are all connected. I don't have the power to see into your mind and tell you everything you're thinking or tell you all the things that are on your desk. That's not my gift. But what I can do is look at you energetically and bring through what spirit wants you to know right now. And that's what I do for the people who I work with one-on-one, whether it's on the radio or with my private clients.
One of the things that I think it's so important for us to talk about, and we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk about it, mm-hmm. is how do we fast forward into today's environment? You know, how do we fast forward into everything being sped up? And to, you know, connecting with more and more people. How do we bring people together so that, in a sense, Karen, we could all tap into the intuitive gift that you have and that you share with people? When we come back, we're going to talk about the Out of the Fog Salon. What this is, it's very, very special. It's an online gallery reading, which Karen has put together. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the things she does in order to pay it forward. And we're going to talk about some things that I can learn so that we become more intuitive, so that we already know the answers that our mind would love for us to forget that we know. Let's take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about Karen, you can go to www.fogcitypsychic.com. When we come back, I've got a couple of instant feedback messages to bring up here and much more. If you want to call in for a live reading, 1-888-627-6008. We'll be right back with the show.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Karen Heger joining me here today, Fog City Psychic. Amazing. Her coaching platforms, her readings are phenomenal. One of the things that Karen does, and I want to take a minute and talk about this before we kind of talk about, you know, spiritual vibration and acceleration of what's going on in the planet. You know, you've known this for a long time. You've known, Karen, that in order for this to even, you know, be part of what the grand plan is, we've got to be able to help each other to understand the phenomenon. And one of the things you've set up is, you know, an online, you know, salon. And so I would love for you to tell our listeners a bit about this.
Sure. The Out of the Fog Salon is an online gallery reading. And what that is, it's like a conference call. Because, see, like I was saying before, distance doesn't matter. Our location doesn't matter. What matters is the energy. Once a month, I gather a small group of people online. And what we do is we do a meditation to raise the vibration of the group and ground us and protect us. You may be getting the idea that I think that's important. And
yeah.
We raise the vibration of the group, and then what I do is go around the room and give readings to everybody who's in the group, just as you would at a regular gallery reading where you go in person to see a psychic. Now, what I love about the Out of the Fog Salon is, first of all, it's a very small group and everyone gets a reading, so you're not sitting there waiting for the psychic to notice you. I was at a reading, an auditorium full of people who'd come to see a very well-known psychic medium. And when I opened up intuitively as he was talking and giving little readings, what was sort of in the minds of everyone else in that auditorium was like, pick me, look at me, I'm next, pick me. And nobody was really listening to what this poor guy was doing because they were all just, pick me, pick me. One of the things I wanted to do when I started my own gallery readings was make sure that you didn't have to waste your time doing that. You're already picked. If you're in the group, you're going to get a reading. One of the good things about reading in a group is that because of that raised vibration, because of the concentrated energy of everyone in the group, the readings are better. I feel like the messages from spirit have more resonance, not just for the person getting that individual message, but for the other people in the group. So we meet once a month, and if you go over to fogcitypsychic.com, there's a little online gallery reading link. You just click that right off the homepage, and you're there. I made it cheap, and I do it often, because I think it's very important for people to be able to experience what it's like to be in a group of like-minded people, to not be isolated in your interest about this stuff, and to get a good reading in the bargain.
And this is part of really what I'm saying about the, you know, everything in the world getting so accelerated, so moved up, so quickly. You know, and let's spend a moment to think about it, because somebody made a comment to me, and I would love for you to weigh in on this, Karen. Somebody said, you know, if we are not, as human beings, staying in line with the energy of the vibration, some people may get left behind and won't even know it.
Yes.
And I never understood what that meant. I mean, this was said to me a number of years ago. Very visionary, insightful individual. And now I'm sitting here and I have a sense of it. But what does that statement mean to you?
You know what it makes me think of is what I was saying before about how we have choices. There are repercussions for what we do. Everything we do has a consequence. And as we make choices about how we will move forward during these times of change, we can choose to isolate ourselves. We can choose to be dismissive. We can choose to get a smaller and smaller and smaller focus. Or we can choose to move, as I feel we're being called kind of as a civilization to move forward. We can allow ourselves to open up, to not just expect out of the ordinary things to happen, but to understand that we ourselves are the instruments of those out of the ordinary things that are happening, okay? And our willingness to open up, to take part, to join what I'm guided to say is kind of like a giant dancing river of energy, taking us to a new destination, moving us forward spiritually, helping transcend some of the boundaries that, my goodness, listen to me go, helping transcend some of the boundaries that we've set up for ourselves. We need to be open to that. And those who choose not to, those beings who choose to use their free will to not open up to that journey forward, I do feel that they will be left behind. The consequence of that, I don't mean in some horrible apocalyptic scenario. What I'm talking about is you get trapped in a very small box when you make those small choices. And this is a great time for people to begin to open the box and look around them and see what's there. Sorry, that's what happens when I start to channel a little bit. Listen to me go.
I think it's good. I'm like, honey, you got to keep going on this, because I think there was a point in time where we saw things as very threatening, and I want to talk about that for a minute. You know, intuition was taboo. You got burned at the stake for so many things.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to talk about was the significance and the importance of your work and what you do. And then I want to give you a couple of instant feedback, folks that are chiming in here and would like to get some insight from you. This is really, for you, a passion.
Yeah.
How would you describe your purpose in life, Karen?
I believe, and I've had a very strange and interesting journey to get to this place, but I believe that I'm meant to use the gifts that I have been given. That's as someone who's creative and someone who has training in counseling and theology and liturgy and has worked as an actor and a producer and has cast movie projects and all that stuff, that I'm meant to take my gifts and my insights and use those to help people who are feeling stuck, people who are feeling disconnected, maybe some of those people who are waking up and realizing they've put themselves in a very small box. I'm meant to use my gifts to help kind of ease them into that flow I was talking about, to help them gently reconnect. And the biggest thing behind it all, Pat, is to help people realize that they are all much loved children of Source. I say Source, you can say God or Spirit or whatever. They are all of us, and I mean without exception, much loved, highly valued children of Source. And when we don't feel that, when we don't know that, that's when we start to take some of those actions and make those choices that diminish us and also diminish the work that we decided to incarnate here at this time to do.
Well, let me get a couple of these folks on board here really quickly. Hi, Dr. Pat. Great show. Heard you on the show today, and we actually, oh, this is cute. Heard you on the show today. We didn't know if you were being spoofed. This is kind of interesting from one of the callers. Heard you on the show today. We didn't know if you were being spoofed, but apparently some of the folks watched on TV, and I guess it's another one of those amazing things. Hi, Karen. It's great to have you on the show. Here's my dilemma. I want to get some guidance. I know this is a time where people are struggling in the economy. Here's my question. I want to get a divorce, but I'm afraid. What sense do you have of my relationship? Should I hang in it for the money? Mm. Boy, you know what? Thank you for sending that. That was from Maureen. Maureen, you know what? I would imagine now we've got like millions of people asking this question. Right. Karen, what is your take on that?
Hi, Maureen. My feeling is that you kind of gave yourself your own reading in the way that you wrote that. As I listen to Pat reading your words, the vibration that I get from that is that this is a time for you not to act out of fear, but to act out of love. They're showing me that things in your life have come to a place where we've got an end to the old ways and the beginning of the new ways. My feeling about the relationship, and I don't mean this, I'm not trying to speak in a non-loving way to your partner, but my feeling about this relationship is that it's gotten to a place where you're getting all shriveled and dried up inside, okay? And in order for abundance to flow to you, and that includes money, my sense is that you need to step out. Staying in a relationship that is not emotionally satisfying for you because you are afraid is not going to make the relationship better. Okay? Stepping forward and acting out of love, and part of that love is going to be that you eventually, is that you eventually work through a process of forgiveness with your partner, not forgetting, but forgiveness with your partner, but working through that process from a perspective of love is going to make everything possible for you. I understand, Maureen, that if you go, that times are going to be lean, and I do see those lean times. I'm not going to spoof you. But it's important for you to do that to move to the next level for yourself, okay? Abundance and flow cannot come into a situation where there is that much fear and that much what feels like distrust and kind of eye-rolling sort of disdain that you guys have for each other. So staying in the relationship because of fear is not a path that's in your highest and best good, okay?
All right, thank you. I got another one real quick. I want to get him in here. This is from Joe from Austin. Not sure if Joe is a gentleman or a lady here. Joe from Austin, Texas. Hi, Dr. Pat. It sounds like you should take this show and do a coast-to-coast. Oh, I guess he's talking about the coast-to-coast George Norris. The coast-to-coast show. Thank you. Thanks, Joe. Maybe you're being a little psychic here. I am looking to find a new career. I've spent time in my career almost 15 years, but like everybody else, I guess we're going through some tough times. I'm being called to do something different, but I'm very confused. I know it's different, but I don't know what it is. Can Karen help me get out of the fog?
Oh, golly, I hope so. As soon as I start listening to what you've written, they're playing music for me, lots and lots of music. I want to encourage you. I'm not sure if you are already now working in the music industry. This feels to me almost like making your own music. I don't mean quit your job and be a rock star, but what I'm talking about is connecting with your imagination, connecting with your own creativity to help you loosen up a bit so that you can see your way forward. Right now you are... You know when you double-tie your shoes, like you double-knot them, and then you wear them all day, and then you try to get them off, and you can't undo the knot, and you've got to kind of pick at them with your fingernails? That's how I feel about you in terms of career, like all locked up like that. And to help unpick that knot, to help loosen things up, they're giving me lots and lots of music for you. The other thing I want to say to you is I feel that you still are about 6 months out from being able to step away from where you are now. So please understand, you've got time to plan your exit. Don't get all wacky and just walk out the door. You've got some time to plan your exit, okay? Even if they've said to you, this is coming up fast, my sense is you're getting some time. So don't feel like you've got to jump at anything. put on music, dance around like a crazy person. Try to make sure that nobody can see you, unless you want them to see you. Dance around, loosen up, allow yourself just to feel when you think about different possibilities for yourself. How does that feel in your body? Where do you hold the energy of those potentials in your body? You're really creative, and I feel like one of the reasons you're feeling called to something different is you're being called to create instead of just to kind of go along as you normally would. So I hope that's helpful, Joe.
All right. I'm going to go to our other instant feedback board here. And apparently we've got somebody, Dominique, who was trying to chat with you earlier today on your show, Karen. Dominique from Sydney, Australia. Very, very good question. What's blocking me? You know what, Dominique? I love that question. I think I need to get a reading from Karen myself. Dominique, Sydney, Australia. What's blocking me?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Dominique, I really wish I could hear your voice right now. Let me just take a look here at you. First of all, energetically, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're very, I think you've got, everyone has natural intuitive ability. You've got it going on, so you're using it, my sense is, to help you find your way forward. One of the things that seems to me to be blocking you, and I need to say here that I was a theater major and I'm not a medical intuitive, okay? Do we take medical advice from the theater major? No, we do not. one of the things that I feel like is blocking you is some issues with your physical body, and it feels to me like you've got, this is almost like a little, it's like a past life leftover. It's like a little scar on your energy that tells you you're not allowed to have a physical body that is as strong and as healthy as everybody else. And I think that when you try to step forward and make energetic changes in your life, I think you get some consequences in your physical body. So one of the things that I would want to do if I could talk to you would be to look at the places in your physical body where you are holding that energy of fear and holding yourself back and blocking yourself, and try to move some of that out, and then I feel like you're able to move forward with much more, almost grace. You're energetically, you're just beautiful, and it's when I look at how you are in your body, it's kind of like you just jammed yourself in there, and you're not. I feel like your spirit and your body are not completely aligned. So I think that getting in touch with the energy of your physical body is going to help you move forward a lot. When you say what is blocking me, it's almost always us blocking ourselves. It's not like a giant goat-headed demon from outer space that's putting up a block for you. We block ourselves, and part of our journey to health and to wholeness is having the courage to go in there and begin to untangle those blocks, and my sense is that's what you are doing right now. So I hope that was helpful, Dominique, and many blessings to you as you go forward on your journey.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dominique. I want to talk about the whole blocking thing. It is one of the most, I think, frequently asked points of guidance I get on all of my shows. You know, Karen, you know, the blocking question, do you find it's coming up more now than ever?
Yes, and it's good that it's coming up, okay, because it means that we're aware that we want to go forward, but we're feeling prevented. And the answer to everything starts with awareness, okay? So I don't mind that the blocking question is coming up more. As with all things, the way that we look at that blocking question, we can look at it with fear. What's blocking me? Maybe it's going to stop me forever. I don't know what to do. Or we can look at it with love. Huh, there's a block. I have a block about whether or not I'll allow health to come into my physical body to let me move forward. I wonder how I can start to move that out or get around that. See the difference? And so the way that we look at our block is very important. There's also sometimes people who are just waking up and are beginning their awareness of this kind of whole spirituality, big buffet thing we've got going here. Sometimes people think if they can find their block that maybe somebody can come with a shovel and lift it and throw it out of the way, and then they'll just move forward and everything will be fine. And in my experience, it doesn't work that way. The blocks are meant to be challenges for us, are meant to be learning experiences for us, and we're not allowed to just flick them away like we would a mosquito, right? We're meant to find a way around them. So our blocks, if we will allow them, are there to help us. And learning how to work with them and learning how to move around them or through them or drag them with us is part of our journey. That's going to be different for everybody.
Well, you know, Karen, I can't believe how quickly time has gone here. I do have one other question coming through now from a third instant feedback mechanism we have here. And boy, this is good. This must be a longtime listener because very, very few people actually ever even use this. This is a question coming through from Bobby. Bobby, B-O-B-B-I. Hi, Bobby is sending us a message from, it looks like L.A. Hi, Karen. Hi, Dr. Pat. It looks like, okay, this is a little statement we're making here. Phew. Boy, are you two on another planet? I guess. Yeah, okay. Listen, love the show, love intuition. Would you please, Karen, answer the question on how we decide what is intuition versus what is monkey mind? Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Is it? Come on, Karen. Wait until the end of the show to get this one in.
You know, one of the ways that I, when I'm teaching people intuitive development, I have a set of four questions that you can ask as you look at the information that you receive. What we do with received intuitive information, we always, always, always have free will. Just because you get something intuitively does not mean you need to act on it, okay? Intuition and common sense, always meant to be used together. Here are the questions you can ask yourself to see whether it's your monkey mind or whether it's genuine intuitive guidance. Does this information work for the greater good? Or could it cause harm? Does this information inspire love or fear? Does this information serve and empower me or the client if you're reading for someone else? Does this information serve the purpose of enlightenment or is it wishful thinking or fear-based projection? What those four questions come down to, Bobby, is fear or love. Information you receive from spirit, even if it's something that you don't especially want to hear, will always be brought to you in love and light, not meant to scare you, even if it's something you don't want to hear. And those are ways that you can know whether you're getting intuitive guidance or whether you're just kind of talking to yourself.
Wow. Karen, thank you so much. What a great, great show. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, let's give out some information here again. And also, let's give people ways for them to find out more about you, sign up for your newsletter, sign up for a reading. I mean, right around the holiday time, there are people looking for a lot of help.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things you can do if you're interested in receiving a free 10-minute reading with me, you can go to my Facebook page, so that's facebook.com/FogCityPsychic, and answer the question I've put up there. Post your answer to the question, which is, what will you do in the next 24 hours to reconnect with Source? And I'll choose someone at random from the people who answer that question, and I'll get in touch with you, and we'll set up a free 10-minute reading. FogCityPsychic.com is where you can find out all about me. You can look at the classes I've got going on. There's an intuitive development psychic intensive class that's starting in January. That class is invitation only, not because I'm stuck up, but because I want to be sure we're on the same page. Beginners are very welcome, but you can follow the link on my website to email me if you want information about that class. The Out of the Fog Salon is coming up on December 19th. And you can get information about that at FogCityPsychic.com. And I'm all over the radio, so FogCityPsychic.com is kind of your one-stop shop for everything that I'm doing. I'm busy, and you know what? I love it. What happens when you step into alignment is stuff just starts coming up. And I'm happier now than I was. You know, it's fantastic to be doing the work I'm supposed to do. It makes me feel awesome.
And you are awesome. Karen Hager, everybody. Fog City Psychic. Thank you, Karen, so much. You are truly a blessing. I want to tell all of you out there, those of you that are instant messaging me, yeah, definitely you can find out more about Karen. The salon is fabulous. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. If you've missed any part of this and want to connect again, you can go to thedrpatshow.com. In a couple of days, this show will be up. And don't forget, check out transformationtalkradio.com. We've got lots planned for you. Don't forget to catch Karen, who's going to be filling in for me when I'm going to be taking a few days off. I may have to take more days off after this thing that happened here today. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Many blessings to you.
All right, everyone, make sure that you step forth and live in your life the best way that you can. Make sure you lead with your heart and open your mind for all the unexpected good that you can muster up. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Mm-hmm.
putting down your soapboxes. Way too high, overgrown. But you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you. Nowhere to be found. Better off dead. Or so you said, but don't worry. We all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe.